Praise the Lord. Does any of them have any question? Anybody? Yes.
He said that Jesus and God, they are the same. And he said that Jesus and God, they are the same. So I want to understand that statement. Because
open John chapter 14. Read it from verse 3. Verse 3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself.
Okay.
That's where I am, there ye may be also.
Okay, verse 4. Okay, let me read it. Just follow. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 7. If you had known me, sister, listen, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and you have seen him. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and he sufficed us. Verse 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
Through Jesus, you will see the Father. That is God, right?
Eh?
I said, through Jesus Christ, you will see the Father. That is God.
I should read it again.
There's something I want to understand, because there is a proverb I read in
Philip said, Jesus, you're always talking Father, Father. Show us the Father, and we will not bother you again. What did Jesus say? He said, have I been so long with you, and yet you don't know me, Philip? Have I not told you that if you see me, you see the Father? The reason is this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. See it on the screen. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And when he came to verse 15, he said, who is Jesus Christ? Is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Go to verse 19. He said, see why? If you see the Father, you see him. This is the reason. For it pleased the Father that in him, Jesus, should all fullness dwell. Go to chapter 2, verse 9. See, this is the way he put it. For in him, Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So that's it.
I can understand that.
Thank you very much. Any other person? Waiting. She's protesting at the back. Come forward, please. It's Bible that is talking. I'm not the one talking. If you ask me any question, I will give you Bible. So if you are going to argue, you argue with Bible. Not me. Because she said, Nami said, Nami quick, open Bible for her. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. So that place that they say Jesus and God called his angels and asked them that who will go to the world and save the people. Then now Jesus now come out that Father send me. Who did he now ask to send that Father? Who is that Father?
We go to Isaiah chapter 6. Listen, watch. I want you to learn something. Sometimes we just say what people say without confirming it. Don't just repeat what people say until you can see it in the Bible. Okay, now Isaiah chapter 6. Read it from verse 1. Let me read it for you. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his strength filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With 20 he covered his face, and with 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy. First and foremost, go to verse 1 again. Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. Who is the person speaking? Answer me.
Isaiah.
Okay. Verse 3 now. So it's still Isaiah narrating what he saw. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, who is the one saying?
Isaiah.
Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Verse 8. Also I heard, who heard? Sister
Isaiah.
And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I. Who said I?
Isaiah
said, Here am I. Send me. Was it Jesus?
Eh? But it's Jesus that came and died on the cross of Calvary.
I'm answering your question.
No.
Eh?
No.
So it was not Jesus that said, Here am I, send me.
Yes.
It was Isaiah.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Any other person? Oh, somebody there. Yes, okay.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Sir, I want to know, what will be the end of... There are so many churches who baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, what I want to find out is here. I have some friends too. When you try to preach to them that there is a need for them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't want to hear you. Now, what I want to ask here is this. What will be the end of these Christians that baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Wait. Why are you lifting your hand? You want to answer him? Come. You want to answer him? You are protesting as if... You want to answer him?
Sir, I want to ask you a question. Based on that word you said, Isaiah says me. But it was not Isaiah that came now.
Eh?
It was not Isaiah that came. Isaiah was not Jesus.
Okay. So what you will have asked is, when was that prophecy fulfilled? When was that prophecy fulfilled? It's in Mark chapter 4. Open it. Because before you understand that, we read Isaiah chapter 6 up to verse 9. So that you'll understand Mark chapter 4. Go back to Isaiah chapter 6. Because what he's sending him to do, we didn't read it. We only wanted to know who was the one that answered, Here am I, send me. But now they are sending him to do what? From verse 10, Isaiah chapter 6. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Now go to Mark chapter 4. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, and there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you are there. Now, he gave the parable in Mark chapter 4. It's the parable of the soils. And then, when he finished, he got to verse 9. Let's read from verse 9. And he said unto them, verse 9, He that had ears to hear, let him hear. You know, I can answer the two of them together using this answer. See, the problem is this. In the Bible, very, very interesting, everything, every revelation that pertain to salvation. Everything that pertain to salvation, God deliberately dropped it there and hid the revelation. The Bible is a book that anyone can read. But it is not everything, everyone that holds that Bible that should be saved. Verse 6 of Romans chapter 9, it said, not all Israel are of Israel. It's not every Christian that is of Christ. So he left it in parables. It's very interesting. So that only him can come and reveal it to you. And unless he reveals it to you, you will never know it. Even if they open it and open your brain and put it there, you will still argue. Now, it is simple for him to go and say, all of you, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go and preach to all nations and baptizing them in my name. Why didn't he just say like that? He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He left it there. Didn't he know what people would do with it? But Peter baptized in the name of Jesus. Philip baptized in the name of Jesus. Paul baptized in the name of Jesus. Why are other people who come after these ones calling Father, Son, Holy Ghost when there is no such mention again in the Bible? The reason is, like we said, that was the reason why he sent Isaiah. Now, you will notice this. In verse 10, verse 9, he said, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. It means there are some people that have ears that cannot hear. This is very interesting. And he said unto them, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him the parable. Catch something here. Why will Jesus speak to a crowd and be teaching them in parables? Then, when he's alone with his disciples, then he will give them the meaning of what he was saying outside there. But he left those other people outside there to go and have their own different interpretation of the parable he gave. There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. Verse 11. This is the reason. And he said unto them, unto you, the disciples with me here now, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. If you will not fear God reading this, you won't have anything to fear him again. He preached to people that are listening to him. Yet he preached to confuse them so that they will never understand about salvation. But he came to some people again and made them to understand it. But they were all following him. Oh. They are all churches. Oh. They are all churches of Jesus. They are all praying in the name of Jesus. Oh. But he will not let them understand certain things. But let some other people understand them. This is it. Verse 12. Verse 12 is quoting Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 9. That sin they may see and not perceive. And hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. In my Bible concordance, it went straight to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9. Matthew 13. The same verse 9 again. Who had ears to hear, let him hear. But this is the one I was looking for. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He, Jesus, now answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and see ye shall see and shall not perceive. And then he quoted what they sent Isaiah to go and do. Isaiah went to blinding them. Here am I, send me to go and blinding them. And through to it, that's why they could not recognize Jesus Christ. It is because of that prophecy. God blinding them. I hope that young man that asked the question, I hope you are clear. Wave your hand if you are clear. You are clear? You are clear. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You are clear too. I hope I've answered your own. What was your question?
The question is, what happened to those denominations that baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? What will be the end?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, there's a scripture. I hope you don't mind me reading it. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, 5, and 6. 1 John chapter 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 5. They, this one that is referring to John was saying, they are of the world. They were preachers. They were preaching worldly sermons. And people were following them. He said, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. Crowd follow them. Now, the next verse. We are of God. Listen now. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Who are those us? The disciples. He said, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now in Galatians chapter 1, let me read that one too. Verse 6 and verse 7 and verse 8. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Church, there is another gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Now watch verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have received, preached unto you, let that person be accursed. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. You are looking at church. I am looking at the Bible. I am not judging any church. I am preaching the gospel. So don't tell me anybody who is a fornicator, does he mean all fornicators, what will happen to them? Now me, they ask, go and find out in the Bible what will happen to them. Anybody that is preaching anything contrary to what the apostles preach, now me, they ask, go and find out what the Bible says. The Bible said they are accursed. Not with me talking about. So may nobody vex with me. Apostle Paul said, if you preach any other gospel contrary to what he preached, let it be accursed. And I can tell you so many things that the denominational preachers are promoting that are contrary to what Apostle Paul preached. Apostle Paul does not permit woman pastor. But there are people that are ordaining women pastors. There's no time to go for any other one. The things the Bible says, it matters. Some Jerichoan pastor say it doesn't matter. Bible says, don't do like this. Another pastor say, no, it doesn't matter. And you say his place are big. The crowd are following him because they are of the world. Therefore, the world heareth them. Praise the Lord. Amen.